Stop staring at the storm and start gazing at God's sun. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. Psalm 94:18-19 says, "If I say, my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight to my soul." My friends, this week I want to remind you of some basic facts. The Lord himself loves you. He wants you. He offers himself to you. No one is greater than God. He knows how to redeem, and no problem is too hard for him to solve. Do you feel overwhelmed? Hey, that's part of being human. There will be people who hate you because you remind them of Jesus. There will be people who take their problems out on you. It's not easy. It's not easy, but remember this. If you're overwhelmed with those problems, remember that Jesus understands. He bore our sin problem on the cross. He suffered in our place, even though he did nothing, absolutely nothing wrong. Remember that. Today, do you feel as though your foot is slipping, like you're losing your balance, like you're starting to slide and fall? Hey, Peter would relate. Let's read what happened to him in Matthew 14:26-31. It's the account when Jesus walked on water, and I'm just going to read straight from the passage right now. "And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a ghost!' And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid.' And Peter answered him and said, 'Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water. So he said, 'Come.' And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, 'O you of little faith, why did you doubt?'" What a powerful passage, isn't that? Oh my goodness. When Peter had faith and stepped onto the water to follow Jesus, he suddenly stopped looking at Jesus and stared at the storm. And that's when he started to go down. But what did he do next? He looked at Jesus and regained his footing. That reminds me of today's passage, Psalm 94:18-19. Let's read it again. "If I say, my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comforts delight my soul." My friends, stop staring at the storm. Start gazing at God's sun. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we praise you for loving us and wanting us even when we ignore you and look at other things. We confess our sins. And we repent of ignoring you as we stare at the storm. We're so sorry. We look to you, Lord Jesus, right now. We look to you. We love you and want you, and we want to love you more. Help us to do that. Be our Savior and Lord. We pray for all prayer requests sent to prayingpals.org. We ask for your best for each request. And Lord, please refresh us to refresh others. Deliver us from temptation and from evil, and grant us your favor, and please open doors that we may share you with many, many people. We love you. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Thank God for his love and start looking at Jesus. Remind your friends also. In fact, if there happens to be a thunderstorm or storm of any kind, depending on where you live in the world, just use it as an opportunity when talking about the weather and talk about how the Lord is there, and maybe share something that you heard in God's word today. That's the way to do. Just share Jesus no matter where you are. He's with you. He loves you. And if you have prayer requests, feel free to send them at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. God bless you, my friends. And remember that no matter what, Jesus still loves you.